USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protests, many of which devolve into violence, continue in Portland, Oregon, where police again declared a riot last evening.
This is the Portland police. This has been declared a riot. All persons must immediately leave the area to the
police. Last night, rioters approached a police building, threw things at officers, blocked a road, and set dumpsters on fire. It was the 74th consecutive night of protests and rioting in Portland since the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis police custody. It was also a night of looting and property damage in downtown Chicago. Police there say large crowds could be seen breaking windows, storming into stores all across the Magnificent Mile. The Chicago Transit Authority has suspended bus and train service downtown at the request of public safety officials. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
An investigation's begun into what sparked a massive fire at the upstate New York home of TV chef and personality Rachel Ray. Several fire departments were called to battle the blaze last night in the community of Lake Luzerne, which is about 2 hours north of New York City. A representative for Ray says she and her husband and their dog were not hurt. There are still over 100,000 residents in the New York City area without power from last Tuesday's tropical storm. Mount Vernon, New York, Mayor Mike Spano says he is frustrated.
Turned out to be probably the most severe storm we've had since Sandy. Caught a lot of people by surprise, but shouldn't have caught ConEd by surprise.
The Atlanta area high school that's at the center of a viral hallway photo showing students not social distancing is returning to online learning, at least for a few days. North Paulding High School near Atlanta confirming that 6 students and 3 staffers have tested positive for the virus, so they're going to shut down to do a deep cleaning. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Authorities say counterfeit documents are hitting the U.S. in record numbers lately. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
Counterfeit documents are giving criminals a license to commit a number of crimes, including voter fraud and terrorism, according to United States officials at the Customs and Border Protection offices. They say they've seized over 20,000 counterfeit U.S. driver's licenses at Chicago's O'Hare Airport alone. The licenses and other fake documents were included in overseas shipments, mostly from China and Hong Kong. Dallas has also seen an influx in counterfeit document seizures, over 20,000 since 2019. And last fall, CBP agents in Kentucky intercepted nearly 30,000 fake U.S. licenses and more than 3,000 blank cardstocks for making those licenses that were headed to New York City.
Democrats in the state of Wisconsin say they have found a long list of problems with Kanye West's ballot paperwork, which he turned in a few days ago. They say hundreds of the signatures on West's petitions don't meet the state's requirement for addresses or voting location. West needs 2,000 valid signatures to make the November ballot there. He turned in over 2,400 on Friday. And Simon Cowell has now had a metal rod put in his back after he fell off an electric bicycle and broke his back at his Malibu home on Saturday. You can find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.